Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first behind-the-scenes look at The Island. Since the prologue and chapter one were released at the same time, we are going to take a look at both of them. So, without further ado, let's get started. First, the prologue. Some of you may be aware that this is actually the second time I've uploaded the prologue. This is due to certain issues that were beyond my control. I was told that I would be unable to continue using the cover of the Amiga theme for Ultima 5, Warriors of Destiny. This, in and of itself, was not a problem. In fact, I was going to set up for a bit of a joke later on in Chapter 1 when Rick enters the Doctor's hut. One of the floppy disks would have been a copy of Ultima 5, Warriors of Destiny for the Amiga. But alas, the best laid plans and all that. Good thing that I was able to find a substitute that I was happy with. Thank you, Kevin MacLeod. The theme to The Island is now Love Song. Additionally, I've taken down the original prologue and deleted all of the files pertaining to it from my computer. But not before salvaging a few scenes. But we'll get to that in a minute. I only ask that you please do not ask me to upload it or send a copy of it to you, since, obviously, I can't. To those who have actually heard the original prologue, my audio quality was quite poor back then. In fact, there was a lot of hissing and a lot of popping when I would speak. Rather than simply change the music out, I decided, what the hell, I'm going all in. I'm gonna redo it. To be honest, I'm much happier with this new version than I am with the original. My goal for this version was to expand on the backstory and provide a bit more information where the original was lacking. I also wanted to give Rick some additional characterization by making him panic when everything failed on the Mary Perrin. Because let's face it, in the original, he just sounded way too calm. Also, it's not just Rick talking this time. We actually hear Lisa, played by the wonderful Ruby Sea Witch. And I am so thankful that I managed to cast her for this project. I'm actually a big fan of hers. Thanks, Ruby! While Lisa may not play a big role in The Island, she does have her own story to tell. As for the content that I managed to salvage from the original prologue, I salvaged Rick being tossed overboard the Mary Perrin, and him waking up on the beach. Those scenes, at least in my opinion, were already done perfectly, and you can't improve on perfection. I also changed narrator Rick's line at the end because I believed that I could give a much better delivery the second time around. Oh, by the way, if you download the prologue, turn the audio backwards when Rick is trying to get a message out on the radio. I hid a little Easter egg in there. I'm going to hide more Easter eggs like that in further chapters, but this is the only one I'm giving you. Look hard for them. Now, let's talk about some pop culture references that I just slyly added. The names of the three Perrin children, Roy, Lisa, Rick. To any Robotech fan out there, you will recognize those names. Their family name, Perrin, actually comes from Steve Perrin, a game designer who has been around since the late 1970s and best known for creating the RuneQuest tabletop role-playing game, along with his co-author, Ray Turney. See what I did there? And hey, there's a teaser for Chapter 1 at the end of the prologue, because why the hell not? I mean, it's not like you'd be waiting very long to listen to Chapter 1. Speaking of which, let's move on to Chapter 1. Castaway. By the way, you guys, I just love that word, castaway. I mean, the movie was great too. Tom Hanks really did a great job in that, but that's beside the point. The opening narration is a bit different from the previews that I posted earlier. It's not that the lines were bad. I just felt that I could give a better delivery just like I did in the end of the prologue. Here's a little interesting fact. In the original story beats that I wrote for Chapter 1, Dr. Carla Francis was originally written as Dr. Carl Francis to further drive home the homages to 1980s anime in North America. To those who haven't picked up on it, Carl Francis, Frank Carl Masek. I originally voiced the character as well, but I came into some trouble when I was listening to some of the early playback. It became quite obvious that it was just one person talking to themselves with a different voice. That would also be a bit of a problem later on in the series. Since I still have the audio recordings of me as the Doctor, let's compare how the original sounds to Kitty Cross's interpretation. First up is, of course, Kitty Cross.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Perrin. I'm Dr. Carla Francis. How exactly did you manage to arrive here?
And here's the original.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Perrin. I am Dr. Carl Francis. How exactly did you manage to arrive on this island?
When I realized that me playing Carl might not be the best idea, I started looking around for some replacement actors. It was around this time that I also met Kitty Cross, and when I heard her voice for the first time, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. I thought to myself, okay, what about Dr. Carla Francis instead? I then transcribed Carl's lines, I shifted some dialogue around, but Dr. Francis was supposed to die at the end of Chapter 1, and he was going to give a rather gruesome play-by-play of the entire massacre on Araya Island. It just felt too damn depressing. I had to redo a lot of the lines. Instead of having this doom and gloom feel to it at the end, end it on a bit of a high note. End Chapter 1 with a bit of hope at the end.
By the way, just one thing that I want to point out. It was during the editing phase of Chapter 1 that I realized on the second day, Rick actually hadn't eaten anything. He never got the chance to go fishing to catch his breakfast, and he was completely exhausted after chasing after Amelia, and was distracted by coming across the doctor's hut, that he never actually got a chance to eat anything. As hilarious as it sounded, having him then venture halfway across the island on an empty stomach, it was completely unrealistic. Whoops. It was thanks to some quick thinking and giving Kitty Cross a chance to bust out her improvisational skills that we came up with a solution. The part where the doctor says, "It would be hardly right of me to send you out in such a state." All of those lines? That is entirely her. That is all Kitty Cross. And she is a lifesaver. Thank you.
I wrote the initial story beats for Chapter 1 way back in January, not long after I posted the prologue to GWA Backstage. I recorded the first bits by the end of January, though it really wasn't until February that I picked up production. I had originally wanted to have it posted by late February, but unfortunately, real life got in the way. And it was also around this time that I discovered the whole prologue issue, so I took more time to completely redo it. I also realized that a February release date was highly unlikely, given that how Carl Francis sounded so much like Rick, and I had to do some casting. Additionally, a few lines from Chapter 1 were cut, though I did repurpose them into the new version of the prologue. Specifically, the argument between Lisa and Rick. That entire scene was supposed to play out as a flashback in Chapter 1, but I felt that it served to showcase the dynamic of the twins back in the prologue. There was another scene that had Lisa in it. I decided to hold off on it because I felt that, one, Chapter 1 was going on a bit too long already, and two, in an episode that is very heavy on story, that little bit would have just been a bit too much. So I decided to save it until Chapter 2. Honestly, I think it'll work better in Chapter 2 anyway because, well, it serves as a gut punch to Rick. Because God knows I love to torment my characters, especially characters that I voice myself.
Oh, and one final note. If you notice a bit of a shift in the tone that Rick, both narrator and Rick proper, have, one of the reasons why production stalled on Chapter 1 was due to my own weak constitution. I was hit with 2 bugs back to back. It didn't really help that I lost like a good week and a half because I was sick. A part of me wanted to redo the lines where you could tell that I was straining a bit, but Chapter 1 was already way behind schedule, as is, and I wanted to get something out for you guys who, you know, want to know what's going to happen next. And that's it. That more or less sums up my thoughts on the prologue and Chapter 1. I certainly had fun making it. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. And yes, there will be a behind-the-scenes look at Chapter 2 once it releases. No, I am not going to say when Chapter 2 will be released. I haven't even started writing it yet. And I'm going to say in advance that The Island has no set schedule. They get released when they're done. So until then, I'll see you guys later.